Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us as he does each Monday is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
On this snowy day, I see you're actually talking today. There's two subjects. One, let's start with the new speaker, Carl Hastie of the Bronx, the first African-American speaker of the New York State Assembly. And he's apparently keeping on several of Sheldon Silver's top aides.
Yeah, he's keeping on as he heads into the budget negotiations and begins his speakership. A number of people that'll, at the very least, help him through the transition and the negotiations coming up.
We were, of course, speaking with last week on the Capitol Connection, our Alan Chartok talked with Patricia Fahey, New York State Assemblywoman, who said that Hastie had reassured all the members that he was not under investigation after we saw a report on that. But the idea here is that will Hastie remain and unscathed and continue and bring more ethics reform to the legislature?
Well, that's going to be the question. Certainly there's been issues raised on how much money he's put in for per diem reimbursements, which are travel expense reimbursements. He was third in the assembly. He had a lot of unitemized expenses on his campaign expense report. Look, the guy isn't very well known, and right now, as you would expect, he's being vetted aggressively by the media. I don't think anything that's come up at this point would negate him from being speaker, but you never know what's going to be there.
Next up is Cardinal Dolan and Catholic bishops about to fight the death with dignity push to allow physicians assisted suicide in New York.
Yeah, the Cardinal says this is a top priority. We had an exclusive interview with him in the Daily News today on Monday, and says that the real death with dignity is, letting fate take its course, that the Catholic Church is not against palliative care. They don't expect you to take extraordinary means to extend your lives, but that suicide in any form cheapens and devalues human life.
We've been speaking with Ken Lovett from the New York Daily News. He is the Albany Bureau Chief and columnist. You can read his work in the paper today at nydailynews.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, as always, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.